When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, drop of the year. So we're going to have 4 different segments here. James is going to be the maestro. All right, here's the deal with Devin, you, me, John. James has told us we need to limit our commentary in between each.
Okay.
Because he's trying to get as many great ones on the air as possible, and the more we talk, the less he can play. All right, let's roll. We'll keep our commentary short. Here's the rules of this. One of the following, however many get played in the next couple of minutes, will advance to the finals in the 9 o'clock hour. James Seltzer, cue it up. Let's hear what we got.
Hallelula.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall?
All right, so in the next couple of minutes, we will vote for one of these to advance. James, what do you got?
Let's dive in, Joe. Let's start with the classic Joe's ears don't work drop.
Give me a common turn of phrase. What do you got?
Cute as a button.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you've never heard that one? Cute as a button? Really?
Can I tell you what I thought he said?
Oh, please, God, I'm
yes,
afraid.
Please.
I thought he said two to the butt. All right. I got it. Keep going.
Good work there. Two to the butt. Classic phrase. All right. Let's keep it rolling. Look, when Saquon leaps over someone and makes the greatest play of the year, we'll play the Maryland Mike.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. He did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
Mike was great with that. He was great. Good stuff. All right, keep going.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right. Also, part of drop of the year, it's the funny, the poignant, but also we have to remind people of certain big things that happened in the show this year. And much to my chagrin, Joe did a very good job in the free throw contest. I think of all the wins you had,
thank you.
You beating Harold Jensen was the most shocking. Here it is. He made
and
it.
And it's good.
He made it. One more, bit, and the hammer will move on to face John Brazier in the semifinals. Here it is. He's in. Oh. The hammer has shocked the world and taken down Harold Jensen.
Brazier shocked the world.
Yeah, that's true, too. Is this a bigger upset than 1985 Harold Jensen himself? I don't know.
I don't know, it might be.
Unbelievable. Like, truly, you. Truly Thank unbelievable. You. Nice Thank job, you. Joe.
The 18 right. out of 20 was what I was even more proud of when I had to make 9 in a row.
You made some clutch shots.
Thank you, sir.
Credit where due. A shooter shoot, as you always say. Correct. Let's keep it rolling. We'll hear from the great Joe Conklin throughout. He's been unbelievable all year, so bits and pieces throughout. Here's a little taste of the Conklin song for Philly fans in London.
Hey, yo! Philly fans in London.
Hello.
Hey, yo! It's a sea of red, fans are packed right to the door. All the Philly fans piling in.
Delco in the house.
Delco in the house.
Yeah, good.
Awesome stuff.
Yep. Joe All had right. a great year, man.
We'll hear more from Joe Conklin. Let's keep it rolling. Joe One of the crazy Joe doesn't know situations.
Geckos do not have eyelids.
Geckos?
Yeah, geckos.
Like the Geico?
So they can't blink.
Yes, like the Geico gecko.
Wait, that's correct, a real Joe. Animal?
No, Joe, come on, buddy.
No, is it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? You don't know
what a gecko
is?
You thought a gecko was a made-up thing
I
for a commercial?
Like, I thought it was like Ronald McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are there really Ronald McDonald's out there in the wilderness?
Dude.
I mean, they don't all talk and have an accent.
I mean, this is outrageous. Do we also have snuggle bears somewhere in the wilderness? Well, we have bears.
Dude.
Do we have,
yeah,
let me give
we
you another
bears
one.
Bears in the wilderness.
Do we have Tony the Tigers?
We have tigers.
We have tigers.
Yeah.
We got geckos in the
yeah,
world?
Yeah, they're real, buddy.
I had no clue.
That's
that
unbelievable. No clue.
I love science with Joe.
I kept
it's
getting
so
worse
fun.
And worse because he would say,
I know,
he would say
like,
things
there's
like,
snuggle bears?
Wait a second, there's tigers?
There didn't mean you
yeah,
mascots.
Man. Yeah, go to the
you
zoo.
You were making the point, too. It's like Tony Tiger is just like the gecko. It's like, yeah, yeah, he's real.
Settle down.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Made the drop board, Joe's drop board. When Jaws curses on the air, we'll play it.
People know when it's bullshit. You know, they know when they're being jerked around.
That was
Jaws.
Great. That was great.
Bringing it.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it rolling. I think maybe the most poignant moment on the show this year, probably the most poignant moment on the show this year, Brandon Graham.
Oh, yeah, this is big.
Letting it out, crying on the air and saying he needed it. Here's a little taste of Brandon Graham when he, after his injury earlier this season.
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. Man,
I'm sorry.
Take a moment. Cool. Take a moment, cool, Brandon. Man. Take a moment, man.
Hey, and I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building, and I just don't want to. I know I ain't letting nobody down as far as you know getting hurt and stuff, because I know I'm gonna bring that energy. I'm just more hurt of. Just on how we've been coming every week, trying to defy, you know, the odds and being with it. But being with them, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be with them. I'm still with them. You know what I'm saying? I know that. But, yeah, man, I just needed this right here. I needed to get this out. It's been a while since I cried, man. And I just, oh, this one was the one right here. This was the one.
Yeah, that's really powerful. That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, powerful, powerful stuff, yep. Obviously poignant. All right, a couple more. Let's keep it rolling. Ruben, deciding that this one stuck, the original Ruben Delicious.
You look delicious.
I mean, delicious.
I mean,
love
oh my
that.
Goodness.
Well.
Dude.
Love it. Coming in, seeing Richie's new cut. He's
yep.
a big fan. All right, we have three more. This really quick one. Joe, you said this.
I'm a spanker.
Versatile,
oh,
good to know.
Man.
I'm a spanker.
Good to know. Didn't want to make sure it didn't get forgotten.
Could we please remember to use
I'm a spanker.
That?
Yes, I will use
please.
That more. That'll get on the board.
Please.
Joe Wagner, put that one on the board there.
That's a requirement at least every day.
Yeah, I think
please.
That's a classic. All right, we have two more. Another taste of Conklin. One of the great things Conklin came up this year with was his Jalen Hurts and the whole Nick Kellen Jalen thing. Here's a taste.
All right, come on, Jalen. Just eat the peas. I mean, come on, I know what I'm talking about. I've been to the Super Bowl. I'm a damn good coach.
Wait a second.
Hey, Kellen, what do you think is the best lunch option here today?
Whoa. I'm the head coach here. I know what the frick I'm doing.
How far we've come, huh?
Yeah, you're right.
How far we've come.
You're right.
All right, last one.
It's funny because if the season had gone off the rails again, that would probably have a better chance to win.
Agree. But now it's just like, oh, ha-ha.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, last one. And I'm still embarrassed about it, but I cursed.
Best tweet of the night.
Right? Say it, James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give them to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude. Like, own your... Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
it's the oh my goodness is so genuine. Like you
oh
were so shocked.
Just
I
like
it.
I can't believe that. Just
James,
happened.
You were really worried.
It was.
I know you were.
Josh Harris will do that to people.
Yeah, he will.
All right. So
those are so great when
right?
there's the pause, when the pause, and then the realization.
Totally.
Like, oh,
did
my
that
God.
Really just happen?
All right. Here's what I got it at. Yeah. I got it at Saquon's leap, BG crying, or Seltzer's curse. I lean toward BG crying.
I think. I think it's BG too.
It's powerful. Yeah. It is so powerful. But
well,
it crushes me when I hear it, man. It's hard. That might push it down.
It's almost too much.
It almost is too much.
Devin, what do you think?
I mean, can we give credit to two to the butt?
I agree. I think two to the butt is hilarious.
Holy cow, so the two good. To the butt and the... hold on. And also the... Wait, there are tigers? Wait, like...
Well, I wasn't that was saying there amazing. Are tigers. I was saying Tony the Tigers. James, play two to the butt one more time. I got to because maybe this should advance. Let's play two to the butt one more time. Give me a common turn of phrase. What do you got?
Cute as a button.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you've never heard that one? Cute as a button? Really?
Oh, I thought can I tell you what I thought he said?
Oh, God, please, I'm
yes,
afraid.
Please.
I thought he said two to the butt.
I mean, just that your brain went there. I will tell you, too, so for good. What it's worth.
Maybe it should be considered.
My buddy in my fantasy baseball league changed his team name to two to the butt. Just so you know.
I love that.
All right, John, do you reconsider two to the butt over Brandon Graham?
I kind of do, but, man...
This is
look,
hard.
Brandon Graham is such, it's so powerful. It's so poignant.
I think it's PJ.
It hurts when you hear it. I would like to include two to the butt in the show in some way, but I feel like the emotional, just the massive sense of emotional, like, belonging here. Like, we need to get Brandon.
All right, so James, it's BJ?
I think it's BJ, yeah.
All right, BJ advances to the finals. He will be in the finals in the 9 o'clock hour against three others that will advance through the show. 215-592-9494. We'll do more of that stuff from our show coming up around 7:20 today. We'll do another batch of that. All right, let's get to Jacob right now. Jacob, good morning.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, buddy. How are you, Jacob?
Doing good. Hey, that clip of BG is what I referenced whenever he was on the show on Tuesday, man. That's like... The first time I heard it, I don't think I've cried that hard.
Wow.
For a while, dude. It was just so emotionally draining.
So you cried hearing him cry?
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Yeah,
that's fascinating. Yeah, it's funny, rough, Jacob. Man. That's what happened to me when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I did not cry in the first minute. But then about a minute or two after the Eagles won, Brandon Graham was being interviewed, I believe, by Michelle Tafoya. And when I saw him and all that he represented, the struggle he had gone through early in his career, knowing that he had had the huge game and made the big play against Brady, knowing what a great guy he is, that's when I started to cry. So I get it, man. I mean, he brings that kind of stuff out of us.
And he's such a great guy based off of, like, everything you see, even with him, just, like, seeing him from an outside perspective. Yeah. But all his teammates have always talked glowingly about him. So, yeah, that was a great question.
No, he's legit. There's no doubt about it. All right, Jacob, what do you got on the Eagles game?
So the Eagles game coming up, I think that people are kind of, I guess they're being hesitant with their analysis of it just because it's a divisional game. I think that the Commanders have been playing way worse this past month than they had around the time they were playing us because they were riding pretty high, had a good record and everything. I just think that the Eagles kind of unlocked their pass game and are focused on that as, you know, part of a resolution to their offense being slow to start. And I don't see anybody being capable of stopping that. And I think they're going to be more diverse in how they attack it. So I think it's going to be a pretty big I think they kind of blow them out.
Victory. Look, that'd be a beautiful thing. Jacob, great call, my man. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions. We got three different questions today. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays and, of course, a healthy new year. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. All right, three questions. The first. Now that it looks like it is happening, do you like the Sixers playing games in Center City in the future? A, yes. B, no. Second poll question. Should the Eagles give Saquon, here's how we phrased it, the ball a little bit extra? A little bit, like we know he's going to get it a lot. Should they give it to him a little bit extra on Sunday to try to get him past Dickerson ultimately by the end of the year? Yes or no? Third poll question. Penn State, they play SMU tomorrow. Who wins? Who wins the game, Penn State or SMU? you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, coming up, your chance to win a cool prize plus a lot more. And, well, of course, we'll get to Pete the Hammer and Dick Vermeil and all that up ahead as well. And Seltzer weighing in on the Phillies' newest Philly, this Max Kepler guy. What do we need to know? Let's hope at the very least he's better than Mr. Austin Hayes and Mr. Witt, whatever his name was. Better be better.
Merrifield.
He's making about the same money. All right,